From the bunker of the MTD Radio Studios, I'm Tom A. Reese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. The Hobbs murder case of 27-year-old Jimmy Griffin of Hobbs has been dismissed for now for more investigation. In inconsistent statements to investigators, he was charged in the death of Christopher Matthews. Griffin was scheduled to appear in magistrate court on Tuesday. 26-year-old Brenda Bartlett of Artesia was sentenced to 3 years in state prison in two separate cases involving credit card fraud and assault. Both incidents occurred in June of last year. Bartlett was sentenced to 1 year in prison by 5th Judicial District Judge Lisa Riley for the aggravated assault with a deadly weapon charge, and she was sentenced to 2 years in state prison for credit card fraud. Ryan Davis of Hobbs was arrested and charged with allegedly stealing packages totaling approximately $1,700 from a front porch of a residence in the 600 block of West Vista Court in Hobbs on May the 10th. Acting on a tip from a citizen, Ryan was arrested on Monday. He also confessed to stealing the packages. He's been charged with larceny. The New Mexico Department of Health has reported 3 new COVID-19 positive cases in Eddy County. One of them has now been identified, a positive COVID-19 case at the Artesia Healthcare and Rehabilitation. As of Tuesday, according to the Department of Health, there have been 9,105 cases of the COVID-19 in the state. 3,699 people have recovered. 193 are currently hospitalized. And unfortunately, there have been 404 deaths from the virus. New Mexico Supreme Court Chief Justice Judith Nakamura is retiring. The longtime judge was appointed to the New Mexico Supreme Court in 2015. She will retire on July the 31st and was the lone Republican on the New Mexico Supreme Court. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.